Hi guys, and welcome back to Conversations with the Facade Nigeria. We hope you guys have been enjoying our podcast. We just brought back People series. We got interesting feedback. I mean, we had been planning on bringing it back and trying to keep it a secret for you guys, but the fourth part of People series is out. You can check it out if you don't know. And but in today's episode, we're going to be looking at some interesting individuals from Lagos back then. The first person we're going to be looking at is Richard Bill Blaise Jr. So Richard Bill Blaise was the son of Richard Bill and Emily Blaise. He died on the 12th. He died on the 12th of March 1897. He was known by his peers and even by the people of Lagos as Master Dick Blaise. He was in England. That's where he died. He was born on the 6th of March 1877, so he was roughly 20 years. He had basically just turned 20 few days before his death. He was in England studying. But a little bit about his life. He received his early education in the CMS Grammar School, where he pursued his studies with honest diligence and assiduity. He obtained, in Christmas of 1893, the first class certificate of the Royal College of Preceptors. He had a very agreeable disposition. He was friendly, combined with kindness, which made him always an attractive personality to all. In August of 1894, he proceeded to England to complete his studies, and during the winter of 1896, he contracted cold, which resulted fatal in bronchitis and pneumonia. So yeah, he died in England while studying over there, and which was actually a very sad incident for the Blaise family. Yeah, and a tribute was written in his honor. The individual's name was unknown, just his initials MSC, but it's as follows: a loving tribute to RBB. We begin to die as soon as we are born, and the end is linked with the beginning. Lucretius. Their spirits survive their breath. Sidonius Apollinaris. Richard, art thou gone? Ah, gone forever. Is this the end of all our being, our goal? Seize that voice in the springtime of life. Has thou crossed life's dreary bound so soon? Ah, lost for a, alas, a sorry thought. Relentless fare, is this thy stern decree? Dead, thou fillest a grave untimely dog. Few years ago thou left thy native soil, in youth and beauty's pride unknown to toil. In hope we bade adieu, and with full hope to cheer thy return our short human sight. All but fancy's whisper, phantoms of hope, the pilot of man's course has thought it right. Scarce out of thy teens in youth's first spring, decked with pearly dews thou bloomed a fair rose, while smiled propitious sun on cherished hopes, the wintry blast have nipped thee in the bud. Thou art eclipsed like the sun in morning tide. In a chilly clime thou wert first beaten. That hall renowned in Odunlami Street have lost a gem that once decked its walls. Mourn thy brave hero, thy Dick, mother burning. Once he fought thy fame to establish, his memory thy children fondly cherish. Recollections fond, their memories sadden. Lagos, mourn thy son to better thy state. He left thy shores to build thy bulwarks. Dost thou supply the needs of thy children? For thee their lives they sacrifice. Ah, think. Others exposed for thee do toil. Just think. Be selfish no more. Thy duties perform. Thy remains, thy land would proudly keep. For that glorious morn, but with poet we weep. By foreign hands, thy dying eyes were closed. By foreign hands, thy decent limbs composed. By foreign hands, thy humble grave adorned. By strangers honored and by strangers mourned. thou deprivest thy friends this great honor. Therefore, the more they mourn that awful hour, thy friendly grasp, thy pleasing smile, thy form, these are relics in our poor weak memory. Our grief we hush, lest our mortal notes destroy the sweet music of thine eternal joy. Thou parent, whose heart doth nestle fond in him, sisters, brothers, who fain would hear yet sadly, keep the parting words of a dear brother, and circle round his bed of death in tears. How sunk your heart, prey to grief and cares. Fate has torn the bosom cords, the tenderest, that nature has woven and strung the finest. Parted for aye? No, not a mortal thought. Hopeful your sorrow be, he is asleep. Disposer of all event, father burning, thou alone canst heal the wound thou gavest. Point their grief, worn and tearful eyes, to bright immortal scenes beyond the grave. Beyond this veil of tears there is life immortal, blissful, unending, tearless, an entrance to filled celestial death is in full hope of the resurrection morn. Zealously our part in life let us play, ere we are enveloped in the dreadful gloom. The next person we're going to be looking at is Elfrida Esther Thomas. She was the daughter of Reverend James Bright Thomas, a Wesleyan minister, and Esther Bernice. She died on the 5th of September 1883. She died at Bologun, which was a seaside resort distant from Lagos, about 3 miles. She had just returned from a visit to England, where she had gone to complete her education only a year ago. And since her return, she had made herself most useful in every possible way, even the improvement of Lagos and even of the female gender. Those who are acquainted with her during the brief tenure of her existence attested to her humility, her Christian bearing, and her eagerness to do what in her power lies and in her own way to better her less fortunate ones. But as death is cold, unfortunately, it took her life, cut short a life that was so full of promise and usefulness. She spent a period of 5 years of her early life in receiving instruction at the CMS Female Institution under Mrs. Mann, CMS Female Institution of Lagos under Mrs. Mann, after which she proceeded to England for further improvement, which she just returned from, for a couple of years. And she was placed at a Miss White school, Wilton House in Reading. She also showed great improvement at 2 seminaries. She was unanimous about the sentiment expressed as to her Christian character during her stay there as well. The next person we're going to be looking at is Hannah Willoughby. She was the wife of I.H. Willoughby. He was a merchant of Lagos. She died at their residence, Oke-Olobo, which was where most sorrow stayed. She died on the 21st of September 1883. She was born at Bathurst, Sierra Leone. She was the eldest daughter of Mr. Thomas Pudicombe. She was brought by her parents to Badagry in 1850, where her father was engaged as catechist of the CMS, which is the Church Missionary Society, now known as the Church of Nigeria Anglican Communion. Immediately after the bombardment of Lagos in 1851 by the British gunboat, her family, together with Reverend Charles Goma, came over to Lagos. In 1853, she was married to I.H. Willoughby, who they shared joys and sorrows for 30 years, and who she had left at this point a widower with 4 sons to mourn their irreparable loss. The eldest of her son was the curate of St. Paul's Church. She was an upright, simple, reserved, and affectionate lady, At home, she was diligent, she was strict, and she was honest. She was most loving to her children, but not at the expense of truth. She strove to enjoin them to obedience and the free exercise and delight in their daily duties. To her husband, she was an affectionate wife and motherly. In 1879, she was attacked with general debility, and she felt that she would never recover her former strength, and she was quite resigned. And she made a statement, in quote, "Whatever God does is right." Later on, her illness grew worse. There were other complications that set in. She took great delight in reading more of her Bible and also the liturgy. Under the most excruciating pains and suffering, she succumbed on the night of Thursday, the 21st of September. Shortly before her death, the Reverend James Johnson, who constantly visited her, being at her bedside, asked her, "Oh, where does her hope lie?" She could not speak, and she only raised her eyes and looked upwards and pointed a finger up to heaven, and she breathed her last. The next person we are going to be chronicling is Robert Campbell, who was the West Indian that set up the first newspaper in Lagos, the Anglo-African. He came to Lagos about the year 1857, proceeded with an American gentleman who was known as Dr. Delany, and both of whom were fellow travelers to Abeokuta with the purpose of founding an American colony. But the project met with a failure. After a few years stay, he returned to America via England, and on his return about 1860 with his wife and family, he established at Lagos and was present at the session of Lagos and to the British Crown in 1863. He established the first newspaper ever seen or read in Lagos. The paper lasted about 3 years after his successful career. It was known as Anglo-African. Mr. Campbell, being of great scientific turn of mind, he did not remain idle, but at various times he introduced what Lagos then in its infant state of civilization never knew nor saw, which was a steam machine for sawing large planks and timbers and coal, a steam mill for making salt, also another for making oil out of the palm kernel nuts. He employed himself also in brick making, and later on he erected at the other side of the lagoon at Apapa a distillery where the juice of the sugar cane was extracted and was converted to what has been termed the African canna. He took a great interest in education, was always present at school examinations, and examined the pupils, not only publicly, but also in their written examination. He was president of the Young Men's Mutual Improvement Society, to which society he rendered very essential help in solid and sound advices and also in exhibiting experiments to the members, foremost of which was his on the electric light. He was one of the oldest European residents here, and up to the time of his death, enjoyed the high distinction of being an authority on most subjects connected with the history of Lagos, and was enabled to fill the position creditably by his urbanity, and in short, that amongst persons of all classes in the community, he was regarded, as an oracle. The last person we're going to be looking at is Dr. Nathaniel Thomas King. He died on the 12th of June, 1884. He was an important and respectable doctor in Lagos. He lived at Marble Hall on Broad Street. He was the younger son of the late Reverend Thomas King, who was a native missionary of the Church Missionary Society. He was born on the 14th of July, 1847, at Sierra Leone. When his parents were transferred to Abeokuta in the Yoruba Mission in 1849, he was brought with them. He passed the successive periods of infancy, childhood, and boyhood at Abeokuta. He entered the CMS Training Institution, which was then under the principalship of the late Reverend G.F. Brawler. At the age of 14, whilst here, he pursued lectures in the medical profession under the late Dr. Harrison, who was also a missionary of the CMS. And after making good use of his time, he was sent to Sierra Leone in 1866 for further instruction in his profession, which then followed in rapid succession, and also a visit to England in 1871 to take his MRCS. And 4 years afterwards that, he graduated as an MBCM in 1876, and he returned about 1875, and in 1876 he returned to Lagos. He was so well established himself, he gained the confidence of the community that his name became an endearing accent in the lips of all of varied shades and grades. His life was meteoric, was brilliant, but short. He was in the prime of life and at the acme of usefulness when he was taken away at the early age of 37. He was not only distinguished in his profession alone, but he appeared to good account in the musical art. His several exhibitions raised the concert here to a superior and high order. He was most promising in literature, amongst other things as well. In a way to remember Dr. Nathaniel King as a memorial, a meeting was held at the Faji Infant Schoolroom on the 24th of June, where it was decided of some leading natives, clergymen, and so many others considered the late doctor's beneficence towards the poor of Lagos, and that the memorial should assume the form of two cottages or almshouses for indigent aged paupers who might from time to time be admitted there, and the number would be restricted to six in each cottage. This was the form that the memorial was going to take, and a subscription list was put out as well. In rounding up today's episode of People, I'm going to read the dirge written to the memories of the late Professor Robert Campbell and Nathaniel Thomas King by David Vincent Brown, who was later known as Dr. Mojola Agbebi. Ye muses, O ye deathless powers, ye who tuned the famous Homer's lyre, who to Shakespeare gave his thousand mind, upped celestial scenes to visions blind, ye I invoke, O speedy fort still, from Helicon, from your sacred hill, lend the humble bard the power to tell the tragedy that hath men befell. But list, O Tepsis skull, list awhile, though drunk with nectar thou seize thy while. Break the dance ring, stop the festive song, help, help forth a dirge, it need not be long. Where is the hour that of late doth boast of sages and servants by the host? Where are Campbells? Where are Kings? Where are thy votaries of menace mine? Science lost a patron, art a son, even music murmurs all are gone. Bells, letters would not bear the shock, but torturing rewards waste off in stock. Ichabod, Ichabod, sounds delay. Ichabod, Ichabod, echoes say. Men sought but found not our Socrates. Men came but met not Hippocrates. Haste, Clotho, Lachesis, Atropos, ye who hold the thread of human life. Restore these, win back the attentate tread, or raise ye up others in their stead. Can Africa rise if with the fatal rod her priceless sons ye lay beneath the soil? If her meridian they attain, her pride, her glory ye sure must stain. Turn, O my soul, to heaven's all-wise King, from whom all life, all skill and power spring. His death, then, why should we repine? We must bow at his decrees divine. He who now doth sing may soon be dumb, lonely laid within the silent tomb. Then great judge, when here our lease has run, grant we still may live above the sun. And that's it, guys, from today's episode of People. Don't forget to share our podcast with family and friends. We're also on Instagram at The Facade Nigeria, TheFacadeNigeria. See you guys when next we see. Cheers.